The price for the fulfillment of what God has said about you is living a life of word, prayer, and praise. Join Pastor Victor Kuforiji as he takes you on a journey of positive transformation and impact through God's word.
I said, praise the Lord. It's my pleasure to welcome you to God's presence tonight and to this midweek service. I'm so sure that in tonight's service, somebody's life will be changed for the better in the name of Jesus. I say somebody's life will be changed for the better in the name of Jesus. I want to welcome our online audience and those who are connected to us from our churches. The Lord bless you mightily in the name of Jesus. The theme tonight is soaring higher. Soaring higher. To soar higher is tantamount to going forward. When we say somebody is soaring higher, we are saying that the person is advancing, the person is progressing, the person is moving forward. And tonight, you will move forward in the name of Jesus. I say you will move forward in the name of Jesus. In family, you will move forward in the name of Jesus. In your business and career, you will move forward in the name of Jesus. Soaring higher, or soaring like an eagle. Everyone of us knows the eagle. That is a bird that soars. It's a bird that is always advancing. And soaring higher is good, but there is some price we need to pay before we can soar higher. There are some things that has to be put in place before we can soar higher. Soaring higher is good, but it's not automatic. We're looking at some of the price to pay so that we can soar higher. Some of the price we need to pay so that we can move forward. And I pray that as this price is unleashed, the grace to be able to pay the price, receive it in the name of Jesus. The reason why not everybody can soar higher is because not everybody is ready to pay the price. The goods you are going to take home will determine the price you are willing to pay is what will determine what you are willing to take home. If you are not willing to pay the price, going home with something massive from a big store might be impossible. So if you will take charge of destiny and go forward and advance as God wants you to be, there are some critical price that you must pay. And I'll be showing us a few of them tonight. And I know that the Holy Spirit will minister to you specially in the name of Jesus. The price for soaring higher. You can also call it this price for going forward. Number one, are you ready for this? Determination. Somebody shout determination. I can only hear the voice of two people. In Genesis chapter 11, verse 4 to 6, Genesis chapter 11, verse 4 to 6, the Bible speaking there, and they said, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. And this they began to do. And now, somebody say now, nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. Anybody that will soar higher, anybody that will go forward in life must be determined. Many people have big dreams but lack determination to follow through. The eagle soars with determination after his prey. When the eagle wants to get a prey, he will keep soaring, keep pursuing the prey until he can get the prey. It will interest you to know that an eagle can carry a goat, a big goat, and carry the goat and carry it up to a mountain. To let you know how determined the eagle is, He can carry a goat from the ground. He will grab the goat like this. And the goat will be shaking. He will not leave the goat. And go up and drop the goat on the mountain. The head will scatter. So we start feasting on it. Fresh meat. Determination. It will interest you to know that only the determined can take advantage of events in life. You know, when the wind is very boisterous and is going here and there, the eagle will take advantage of that wind to soar effortlessly. He will not use his own feathers. He will take advantage of that wind to be able to move to where he's going to. Every man and woman that is going to soar higher must be determined. Somebody say, I will be determined. As you journey through school, as you journey through marriage, as you journey through business, as you journey through ministry, as you journey through your career in life, there will be many times that you want to give up. There will be many times that you want to just say, guy, I don't do it again. I don't tire. Hello. Is somebody with me tonight? There will be times you just say, I'm fed up. Enough is enough. I can't go on again. That is the point where the devil wants to weary you out. But with determination, you are able to push through. You may experience storm in your situation, but remain determined. If you will get to the peak, if you will get to the top, you must never allow anything to discourage you. Somebody say, I refuse to be discouraged. Don't allow anything to discourage you, to tell you to close down your business. I always tell people that in business, I was telling the men on Sunday evening when I was having a session with them, business is war. Many people don't know business is war. Business is war. It's a war. Especially in this part of the country, in this part of the world. Business is war. If you are not ready for warfare, don't go into business. Because many things will try to close down your business. Many things will try to bring you down. Many things will try to ensure that you don't open in the new month. But they will fail in the name of Jesus. I said they will fail in the name of Jesus. So, be determined. Champions are not made through talk or dreams, but through requisite exercise and determination. Anybody can just say, I want to be a champion, 100 meters champion. I want to be a champion in relay. I want to be a champion in high jump. Anybody can say anything. I want to be. But if you are not ready to do the exercise, can you be? Eh? No way. No way. So until you are ready to be determined to face the hurdle, the crown cannot be given to you. When a woman is in the champions, let me see that. Champions, let me see that, Oga. Champions are not made through talk or dreams, but through requisite exercise with determination. That's right. When a woman wants to deliver and she's in the delivery room, if she's not determined, if she just says, whatever will happen, I'm not pushing again. They say, well, we can see the head of your baby. We can see your baby coming. You know, I'm tired. I'm not doing it again. I've had a few times that some ladies were in the labor room and they said, I'm tired. If they want to do CS, they don't do CS. So the husband sent for me. When I get there, I say, which CS? The name of Jesus, the Son of Living God, you deliver safely. And they deliver safely. I pray for somebody here this morning. The person that will spoil you to be determined until your breakthrough comes, God will make them appear. I say, God will make them appear. In the name of Jesus. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 14. Philippians 3, verse 14. The Bible speaking there through Paul, Philippians 3 and verse 14. I press towards the mark. I press. That's determination. Somebody say, I press. I press. If you will emerge and if you will soar higher, you must press. I press towards the mark for the price of the high calling in Christ Jesus. of God in Christ Jesus. I press. That's determination. I press. Not I relax. Not if I will succeed, I will succeed. If I will not succeed, I'm not the last person that will fail. No. I press. I press. You will not chicken out. What the enemy is waiting for is for you to say, I'm not moving forward again. But they will never see that from you. I can't hear your amen. What the enemy is waiting for is for you to say, I'm tired, I'm not progressing again. But they will never hear that from you. Instead of that, they will be seeing your progress. I said they will be seeing your progress. I'll be preaching a message very soon. I pray God will give me the time before we enter into the media on time to make news. You see, one of the things God wants you to do is to make news. God wants you to make news. And you cannot make news without determination. Making news does not mean that you have to make noise. It's not everybody that is making news that is making noise. It is their news that is making noise. But we'll talk about that some other day. I pray for somebody here tonight, the grace for you to remain determined. So much so, you not give up on that child. You not give up on that family. You not give up on that business. You not give up on your health. You not give up on a better tomorrow. Receive that grace today in the name of Jesus. Paul was determined to sow and he sowed. You are the next in the name of Jesus. If there's anything that God has placed in your heart to do, be determined to do it. Greatness does not just happen. It is earned. You don't just get greatness. You don't sit down at home and they come and give you BSc at home. It doesn't happen. You just sit down at home. They just come and say, we present this BSc mechanical engineering to you in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. How? What some people are doing for 5 years and you don't even give them extra 1 year or 2 years with it. Somebody now sit down at home and say, praise the Lord. Greatness doesn't just come like that. Greatness doesn't just happen. You have to earn it. So, as you are going through what you are going through now, I congratulate you. If you are not going through anything now, I pity you. If you are not facing any challenges now, right now, you don't have any challenges, you don't have anything you are pursuing, you don't have any reason to pray, you don't have any reason to fast, you don't have any reason to wake up in the early morning to do morning prayer, you don't have. I pity you. It means that the devil don't get you. You are not pursuing anything. Nothing is pursuing you. You are not planning to move forward. You are not planning to go to anywhere. You don't plan to press. So if you don't are not planning to press, something will press you. So you must be planning to press so that devil will not press you down. Hello. Get ready. That high place, you will get there. I say that great place, you will get there. Number two prize for soaring higher is discipline. This one is not tasteful. It's not tasteful. It's not like shawarma. Oh, which other things? It's very tasty. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Discipline is possessing a sense of mission in the pursuit of any task. It is operating as demanded and not as convenient. Media, you are on fire tonight, oh. Thank you. It is operating as demanded and not as convenient. It is a strong dedication to do things in the right way. Strong dedication to do things in the right way. Discipline is setting one's life in order. Setting your life in order. Somebody say order. Everyone has different tasks in life, and these tasks are accomplished based on your level of discipline. Everyone has different tasks. And it is the level of discipline that you give to your task that will introduce the level of success you have in that task. And that's why we have first-class students. We have 2-1 students. We have 2-2 students. We have third class. We have pass. We have those that don't even pass at all, that are not even, they don't even know where to place them at all. And they have those that have to face, go back home, because of discipline level is different. Every student under the sound of my voice, you will never suffer in discipline. And you will never be disappointed. Discipline is so important. Discipline elevates men. Indiscipline brings down men. Discipline changes people's life. Indiscipline crashes people's life. Look at David, for example. In 2 Samuel chapter 11, from verse 1 through to verse 6, you know the story. When kings were supposed to go to battle, David did not go to battle. He stayed in Jerusalem. And it came to pass after this, and it came to pass after the year was expired, at the time, can you see that? At the time when kings go to battle, David did not go to battle. That David sent somebody to the battle, and his servant with him, and all Israel. And they destroyed the children of Amnon, and besieged Rabbah. But David tarried, still he did not go to battle. The time he's supposed to, the thing you are supposed to do, may he do it at the right time. He did not go to battle. He stayed. He was strolling, going up and down. After some time, he went to the roof. Let's look at it. And it came to pass in an evening that David rose up from off his bed. He has slept. You know, that's part of indiscipline. Oversleeping. And walked upon the roof of the king's house. And from the roof, he saw a woman washing herself. And the woman was very beautiful to look upon. Go on. Let me take a few verses. And David sent and inquired after the woman. And one said, is not this Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the daughter of Uriah, the wife of Uriah, the Hittite? And David sent a messenger and took her and came in unto him. And he lay with her, and she was purified from his uncleanness, and she returned unto her house. Let me stop there because of time. David was supposed to go to battle. Indiscipline did not allow him to go to battle. And while he was strolling aimlessly, uselessly, and stupidly, he saw somebody that he's not supposed to see. He could not resist it. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. Discipline entails making the most of your time. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 16. Ephesians 5 verse 16. You must redeem the time. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Nothing triggers the potential in you like self-discipline. Nothing triggers the potential in you like self-discipline. Look at Daniel in Daniel chapter 1 and verse 8. Daniel 1 verse 8. The Bible says Daniel purposed in his heart not to defile himself with the king's meat. He purposed in his heart to be disciplined. He was a disciplined man. And because of this, Daniel was able to get to the top. Now, if you go to verse 17 to 20, Daniel chapter 1, verse 17 to 20, you will see how this guy changed them. And for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learnings and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding all visions and dreams. Now, at the end of the days that the king has said he should bring them in, then the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. And the king communed with them, and among them all was found none like Daniel. Nobody was found like him. Disciplined guy. Young guy. I pity this generation. The kind of things going on now. Highest level of indiscipline. Highest level. Just live anyhow. Now, it's very difficult all of a sudden now to decipher between a Christian and a non-Christian. The phone, the songs they sing, they are also on Christian's phone. The dress they wear is what Christian wear. The way they live, the time they enter the house in the midnight or when or night, the time from people also. So there's no, the line now is becoming thinner. What is going on? Where is the discipline of a believer? Many believers now, they fast. Pastor, you are talking your own. You'll be fasting for meal. I know they fast. The one where I fast for 12 days, I'll manage that one till the next 12 days. Discipline. Discipline. Remember the story of Esau? How he said, I cannot wait. Just give me this porridge and take my birthright. Take it. That will never be you in the name of Jesus. I said, that will never be you in the name of Jesus. Look at Joseph. Discipline made Joseph to soar. In Genesis chapter 39, verse 9, and of course verse 21 in particular. The Bible speaking there, Genesis 39, verse 9, there was none greater in this house than I. Neither has he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Discipline. And if you go to verse 21 of that same chapter, Genesis 39, verse 21, But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy. God will show you mercy. And gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. How many young guys of nowadays can a beautiful lady who has traveled all over the world, has done pedicure, manicure with the best, maybe more than 30 something perfumes is on her at the same time. The wife of a billionaire offered the person, no string attached to, I just like you. And you know, you can be guaranteed that in this house, free meat, goat meat, fresh fish, obokun, egg, everything will be available. Just be, or guy is too old. Joseph said no. He said no. He said, how can I do this great wickedness? He termed sin as wickedness. Now, sin is nothing now. To most people, sin is nothing. Sin is just like friends with benefits. We are just friends. We just give ourselves some benefits. That's why many are not soaring. That's why the devil is sitting on destinies of men. Sit down on it like this. You are going nowhere. That will never be you. I say that will never be you. I can't hear your amen. If I were you, I would say louder amen. Look at another example called Nehemiah. In Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 1 to 10. How we discipline this young man who was enjoying himself as a cupbearer. Was able to go to his master and tell his master, I want to construct what was brought down, the wall of my father's house. I want to reconstruct this wall of Jerusalem. Give me some materials, I will go. People like Sambalat and you can get home and read all this story. No time to break it down further because of time. Sambalat and Tobias were against him. They say, what are you building? Even if a fox walks upon this wall, your ability to come down. He was determined and disciplined. You know what he did? They were building with one hand and they kept sword on the other hand. That is, I'm building like this. If you come, I cut you. Cut off your head. In Nehemiah 4 verse 17, he said, they which builded on the wall, and they that bore burdens with those that laded, every one of his hand wrought in the work, and with the other hand held a weapon. They were plastering house with one hand, and they kept knife with one hand. To try him. Hello. Hallelujah. Don't forget that we are not civilians, so. We are not civilians, though. We are not civilians. We are soldiers, soldiers of Christ. Look at Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 12. Look at his level of discipline. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 12. Say, all things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful to me, for me, but I will not be brought under the law. of any. Go to chapter 9, verse 27. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 27. But look at this. Can we read together, everybody? 1, 2, go. But I keep under my body and bring it what? Into subjection. Lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Discipline. Discipline. See, I suppress my body. I suppress the desires. I keep under my body. In this generation, some single people, they are even more sexually active than married self. They are more sexually active than married. I keep... Listen to me, friends. If swearing is your desire, discipline cannot be overemphasized. Discipline enhances productivity. It takes discipline to wake up to pray. It takes discipline to see money and not steal. It takes discipline to see a cloth that is not godly and say, no, I will not wear this. This does not bring glory to God. It takes discipline to see somebody saying the wrong thing and then you vehemently resist what he's saying. Not that you say, in fact, what you are saying, it's true. We don't even know who is serving him. We don't even join people to say evil or to condemn others. Discipline. No wonder many believers are on the same level with unbelievers. It's an aberration for you to be on the same level with unbelievers. For you to be on the same, you are operating at the same level. The level of money they have is what you have. The level of blessing they control is what you control. It's an aberration. It's not supposed to be so. As a believer, we are supposed to dominate. We are supposed to be in charge. Anywhere we get to, we are supposed to be in charge. But when what they are doing is what we are doing, they sip alcohol, we sip alcohol. They watch a film that are not on point. You watch your own too. I pray for somebody here today. The spirit of discipline comes upon you tonight. It's in discipline that not makes some people to come tonight. It's in nothing. Nothing is wrong. Nothing is wrong with it. It's just in discipline. I will go on Sunday night. Then I can watch online. Nobody gets anywhere sensible living anyhow. Nobody gets anywhere sensible living anyhow. If you are a young lady, you are trusting God for a good guy, and you are still moving from one guy to another, I'm sorry to say, my prayer cannot be answered in your life. I'm telling you. If my prayer can't be answered, even if I pass from now to tomorrow, I'm praying, oh God, everybody for my life. God cannot bless the evil now. God can bless evil. If you are a guy, you are looking for a good person to marry, and you have bastardized more than plenty of girls in a single environment, including your local government and your streets, God will never give his own baby girl or a child to somebody that will bring problem into our life. Discipline. I've often told you, the playboys of yesterday are still the playmen today. You know one thing I just discovered recently about indisciplined people? When they are not disciplined, they think that what they are doing is what you are doing. So they try to say, this person cannot be free now. He cannot be. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. I say God will help us in Jesus' name. The more disciplined we are, the more distinguished we become. The more disciplined we are, the more we have biological children. Parents, be disciplined.
Some people learned how to drink beer from their father. Their father is a captain. They are a major general in alcohol. Some people learned how to lie. They learned it from their mother. Because she will lie to collect money. So he flew. The thing entered into the children. So the child can lie for Africa. He can give a word. Liar for Africa. Discipline. In those days when you see a believer, you say, this is a believer. Always on time. Discipline in time management. Discipline in behavior. Discipline in conduct. Discipline in words. A believer is not somebody that just talks anyhow. All the people I mentioned now, Nehemiah, Joseph, Esther, all these people I mentioned now, mention to me how they could have got to that level without discipline. And in discipline, person has no future, sir. And in discipline, person has no future. There's no future for an disciplined person. But tonight, the spirit of discipline comes on everyone afresh in the name of Jesus. I say it comes on everyone afresh in the name of Jesus. It comes on you afresh in the name of Jesus. Can I hear a loud amen? Well, let me just give us one more and we'll begin to pray tonight. Because if I stop here, I've preached already. Am I right? Number three. Price for soaring higher is sacrifice. Sacrifice. No one can truly soar higher in life without sacrifice. John chapter 12, verse 24 to 26. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his father, he that loveth his life, shall lose it. And he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me. Where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my father honor. If you are going to soar higher, you must be ready for sacrifice. You must be ready to sacrifice. Sacrifice is a universal demand of all that we do well in life. A wise man said, there is no star without a scar, and the scar of every star is sacrifice. There is no star without a scar, and the scar of every star is sacrifice. Sacrifice. Luke chapter 12, verse 49 to 50. Let's read that quickly. Luke chapter 12, verse 49 to 50. I am come to send fire on the earth. And what will I if it be not already kindled? Look at this scripture. But I have a baptism to be baptized with. How am I straightened till it be accomplished? Some bastion says, how am I stretched that sacrifice? Until you are stretched, you can't accomplish where you are going. How am I straightened? How am I stretched? Until it be accomplished. That's sacrifice. Philippians chapter 1 verse 21. Philippians 1 and verse 21. Apostle Paul was speaking there. He said, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Can you see a man of sacrifice? So if I live, he's in Christ. You know, if I die. So what is sacrifice? What is sacrifice? It is denying ourselves certain comfort and pleasure for the success of an assigned goal. Sacrifice is denying yourself of certain comfort and pleasure for the success of a goal. Denying yourself. Denying yourself. Denying yourself. What is sacrifice? It is going beyond one's best to achieve a goal.
Going beyond your best, that sacrifice. When you go beyond your best, when you are stretched. They say this when you ask somebody that is not doing well, they say, well, why are you not doing? They say, that's my best. When you go beyond your best, that is sacrifice. Nobody can get to the peak. Nobody can get to the top. Nobody can soar higher except they are ready to subscribe to sacrifice. In Psalm 126, verse 5, Psalm 126, verse 5, the Bible says, he that soweth in tears shall reap in joy. If you sow in tears, if you are ready to sacrifice, he said, you will reap in joy. No sacrifice, no swearing, my friend. No sacrifice, no going forward. No sacrifice, no progress. There's a scripture I'm trying to remember now. Psalms, I think Psalm 50 verse 5 or so. Gather my saints unto me. All yes, that's it. Gather my saints together unto me. Those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. That's God speaking there. Say, bring them to me. Those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Those that live a sacrificial life, gather them. All this chewing gum Christianity cannot help us. It can't help us. We can't soar like that. Our friends on the other side now, in a few days now, they will start fasting. You'll be seeing intensity. Some of them will be sleeping permanently inside their place of worship. They will be sleeping there. Last 10 days, they will not go home. Any believer that will get to the top, that will do well, must be ready to sacrifice. Any parent that the child must do well, must be ready to sacrifice. The more you sacrifice, the more you can go forward in life. The less you sacrifice, the less you're swearing. As I'm speaking tonight, I just hope that what I'm saying is I'm taking it slow so that it can enter into your system. And then you can step out of this place with the spirit of sacrifice. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, Matthew 16, verse 24, the Bible says, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. If you will come after me, if you will soar higher, if you will make progress, oh yeah, sacrifice now. Let me foresee your sacrifice. Let me see your sacrifice in the place of prayer. Let me see your sacrifice in the place of giving. Some people are still on the level of 10% tithe. You know, something happened to me. I wanted to give tithe. Of something, I won't tell you the figure. I wanted to give tithe of 10% of that particular figure, and I mistakenly gave 100%. I just said, God, it means that's what you want me to give. So somebody is still struggling with 10%. It was a mistake, but I just stamped there. I said, since the mistake, I just believe God that God, that's what God wants. Or someone is still struggling. Why can't God make it 2% instead of 10%? Why can't he reduce it? Can't he see that the economy is very hard? That's why it's hard. Because you are not a person of sacrifice. Every man or woman of sacrifice, we always soar. When many of us will be trusting God to the level where you can build churches for God. You are still struggling with small things. It means we are not ready to soar. We are not ready to go anywhere. But tonight, may the spirit of sacrifice come upon every one of us in the name of Jesus. Can I hear a loud amen? Amen. Not the following concerning sacrifice, and I'll close. Note the following concerning sacrifice, and I'll close. A. Sacrifice is not a gift. Nobody's gifted to sacrifice. Jeremiah 30, verse 19. Jeremiah 30, verse 19. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry. I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. God does not want us to live a life that is devoid of sacrifice. And I pray for somebody tonight, may you receive that grace to live a life of sacrifice in Jesus' name. Sacrifice is not a gift. Sacrifice is a choice. Sacrifice is not a gift. Nobody is gifted to be sacrificial. I'm not gifted to be here to preach. It's because I desire to sacrifice and be here. So you are not gifted to sing. You sacrifice your voice to always sing. It's not that you are just gifted. Yes, you might have a gift, but many have gifts and they pocket their gifts. Sacrifice is a choice. May you make the right choice tonight. I say, may you make the right choice tonight. Do you know the choice to serve God is a gift? It's a choice, as it were. To serve God is a choice. It's not something that they force you to do. It's not a gift. Nobody is gifted to serve God. You just make the choice that I want to live my life for God. May you make the right choice in the name of Jesus. May you make the right choice in the name of Jesus. Number two, sacrifice has rewards and benefits. Sacrifice has rewards and benefits. When you sacrifice today, you enjoy tomorrow. A parent that sacrifices today on their children will harvest tomorrow. Somebody that has sacrificed today to read for exam will harvest good grade tomorrow. A person that sacrifices in his place of work today will harvest great benefits in the same place tomorrow. A person that sacrifices over his business will harvest over the business tomorrow. That's the way life is. No wonder the Bible tells us that he that soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly. So wake up and be ready to sacrifice. Not talk is cheap. I want to be, you know, when we were very small, remember the people who say, what do you want to be? I want to be a doctor. What do you want to be? I want to be an engineer. What do you want to be? I want to be a pilot. But is it by mouth? Many that say they want to be doctors, many of them, they are digging wells today. Because they did not sacrifice. When they told them to be going to school, they were pursuing small girls in the bush, in the village. They were drinking palm wine in the village. So today now, they are digging well, packing things out of the well and throwing it out. Because they just wish, talk is cheap. Anybody can see anything. I want to be governor. I want to be this. I want to be that. Talk is cheap. It is your sacrifice that will show where you are going, my friend. Not just talk. It's not just the talk. Your sacrifice. Your sacrifice in building the small business. Your sacrifice in laboring in the house of God. Your sacrifice in your studies. No sacrifice, no future. So if you are currently in a position of sacrifice today, I congratulate you. If you are going through a lot of things today, I congratulate you. If you feel very tired and stressed, I congratulate you. Welcome to the club. Because in my place, we shouldn't go into that. Eh? We should go into that. They say the pot that we eat good soup. The bum of the pot will be hot. What you are passing through now, the sacrifice you are going through now for your family, for your children, for your work, is to bring out the best in your future. Don't let anybody pity you out of life, my friend. Anything that will not make you pass through that sacrifice today has already, the thing has swallowed your future up. Anything that will not make you pass through the sacrifice you are passing through now, the thing has it has eaten up your future. Pass through it. Stand strong. Come out victorious. 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 Somebody shout a big amen. Sacrifice. Jesus had to do his own. He could have just, when God said, you are going to the world to go and die for the people, he would have said, Daddy, you know, Daddy, 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 eh? Daddy, I love you. Ah, Daddy, I thought you said you love me. How would you want me to suffer? Why would you want me to suffer? I should go. They will put crown of thorns on my head. They will put vinegar in my mouth. They will nail my hands. Ah, Daddy, 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 hey. I thought you said you love me. Daddy said, I love you. You have to sacrifice. Is that round up tonight? Number C, things to note about sacrifice. Sacrifice requires putting your body under subjection. 1 Corinthians 9 verse 27, Galatians 2 verse. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you are clapping for me, it's too much. But if you are clapping for Jesus, let's do it some more to the King of Kings. Hold on. Listen. Nobody can pay the price of your destiny for you. Nobody can pay the price of your destiny for you. And if you have been sensitive to my teachings in the last few days, you notice that and I'm a little hard on the matter of destiny. If you were here on Sunday, you will see that. And of course, in some of our services, you see that I've been a little very forceful on the matter of actualization of destiny. Because destiny accomplishment is very forceful. Pay the price. Pay the price. Lift your hands and thank God tonight. Give him all the praise and all the glory. Bless him tonight. Give him all the praise and all the glory. Magnify him tonight. He's worthy to be praised. Give him all the glory. Give him all the honor. Thank him for the word he has sent to us tonight. Father, we magnify you. Father, we give you all the praise.
Thank you for listening to us. We believe you are blessed. For more messages and inquiry, check www.impacthousechurch.org. God bless you. We appreciate you.